Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, June 30th. Saugeen First Nation is letting everyone know ahead of the long weekend that Sauble Park is closed to the public. Sauble Park starts from Main Street in Sauble Beach and extends south to French Bay Road. In a community notice on their website, Saugeen First Nation says because of COVID-19 and due to seasonal erosions, they are keeping South Sauble Beach closed to visitors. There's also a ban on vehicles on the beach. The beach is still accessible for Saugeen Ojibwe Nation members and those who have cottage leases with the First Nation. The other end of the beach, north of the Sauble sign, is open. A CC-130H Hercules aircraft will be conducting a flyby over Owen Sound on Canada Day. The Hercules plane from Trenton will be soaring over Kelso Beach at Nawash Park in Owen Sound at about 12:45 tomorrow afternoon as part of the city's Canada Day celebrations. A release from the Canadian Armed Forces says the aircraft will fly at a minimum altitude of 500 feet above the highest obstacle in its path. As the NATO summit in Madrid wrapped up today, Canada says it's planning to send 39 new armored combat support vehicles to Ukraine. They were set to be delivered to the Canadian Army, but will now be sent to help Ukrainians in their fight against the Russian invasion. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says stocks for the Canadian military will be replenished as quickly as possible. Yesterday, Canada agreed to bolster the NATO battle group in Latvia to bring it up to brigade size. We're also expanding diplomatic offices in Estonia, Lithuania, and Slovakia to full embassies, and we're opening a new embassy in Armenia. The Canadian meat industry is happy to see a reversal of a proposal to put a warning label on ground beef and pork packages. The federal government announced its finalized new labeling regulations today. By 2026, they'll include warning labels on packaged foods to help people make healthier choices. Beef and pork producers had been arguing that ground beef and pork are wholesome single-ingredient sources of high-quality protein. They also said Canada would have been the only country in the world to put a warning label on ground beef. The Canadian Cattlemen's Association says it's pleased to see the proposal reversed. A cut to the provincial gas tax is expected to take effect tomorrow. Premier Doug Ford promised to lower the gas tax by 5.7 cents a litre and the fuel tax covering diesel by 5.3 cents a litre for 6 months. With that, gas prices are expected to be $1.929 per litre, a drop from the around $2 a litre we've been seeing recently. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 217 points to 18,861. The Dow Jones is down 253 points. Our dollar is trading at 77.66 U.S. cents, up 0.11 of a cent. And the price of oil is $105.89, down $3.89 a barrel. In sports and tennis at Wimbledon, Canada's Bianca Andreescu was eliminated today. Canadian Denis Shapovalov is also out of the second round after being defeated by the United States' Brandon Nakashima. In the Canadian Football League, the BC Lions visit the Ottawa Red Blacks. In Major League Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays host the Tampa Bay Rays. The Jays are third in the American League East, a game and a half ahead of Tampa Bay. Last night, Toronto was defeated by Boston 6-5 in 10 innings. In the Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball League at Allenford, the Port Elgin Devils play Nawash. Game time is 7 o'clock. And in golf at the PGA John Deere Classic in Illinois, 7 Canadians are on the field. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.